All right. Any other thoughts tonight? I feel a little better because I've gotten this off my chest. But if Trump has his way, Republicans are going to keep dying, and they're going to lose all their power. So you keep cheering on Trump. Just go for it. Wow. Ah, it's bizarro world, isn't it? It's absolute bizarro world. What else? Oh, I did have one other story. Let's end on this. Let's not end on this Trump note. I don't want to do that. I mentioned this in the last live and we didn't get to it. But I thought this was important because masks are not without their problems. We've talked about this as adults. I think it's changed our social interaction. I know, I find that my mouth is sitting open under a mask, and I never walk around with my mouth open, or I'll make faces under a mask. And you miss social cues and all kinds of things. So I saw this story in The Atlantic, and I thought it was very interesting. So I thought I would share it with you. This is a mom writing. She says, after the third day of kindergarten, my son Huxley, okay, I'm not going to say anything about the name, Huxley, reported that another kid had kicked him on the playground. It wasn't a big deal. This kind of thing happens. But on the fourth day, he had new frustration. He couldn't figure out who had kicked him. The kid had been wearing a purple mask at the time of the incident, but the next day, no one in Huxley's class was wearing a purple mask. With all the things to worry about in 2021, it hadn't occurred to me to fret about the social impact that masks might have on my son. I'd been so relieved that his public elementary school in San Francisco would require them. But here we were. Huxley couldn't tell his new classmates apart. He had trouble hearing them. He wasn't sure whether they could hear him. And he became especially disoriented around lunchtime. He said because that was when all the kids took their masks off. Suddenly, they looked like entirely new people. Normally, he's pretty good at making friends, but the confusion was giving him anxiety. This is according to Cheng Hong Liu, a psychologist at Bournemouth University. Even for adults, it's difficult to recognize faces in masks. She studies face recognition. She says people process faces holistically. He told me, sorry, taking in all the features in combination, which is impossible when some of those features are obstructed by a mask or even sunglasses. And until about age 14, children are still developing their facial recognition skills. Some psychologists and educators worry that such impairment in facial processing can lead to a spate of challenges with socialization and communication. Kids may find reading people's emotions through masks particularly difficult. And for children who are meeting new classmates for the first time while masked, recognition difficulties can slow down the getting to know you process and in the long run hinder the development of trust. Then it talks about England and some other places. It says the good news is that teachers and parents can help kids work through any social and emotional obstacles. This is one of the things that I've brought up to you. We've had this conversation that parents today are so wanting to protect their children from challenges instead of helping them cope and deal with those challenges. And it's tragic to me because your child, when they become an adult and they hit a trial in their life, they'll wilt under the pressure. And so I believe one of the roles of parenting is to not protect your children from trials, but to allow them to experience just enough of those trials to where they don't destroy their whole lives or die, but then you can help them cope and get through those trials. And so when I see these parents who just think that the mask is rape or it's the death of their child, I'm like, you know, I think that you could really help your children for a lifetime if you taught them about what this crisis is and what wearing a mask is and what sacrifice is and what loving other people is about and that we all have to do hard things sometimes. You know, to teach them to grow and to cope. So again, the story says the good news is that teachers and parents can help kids work through any social and emotional obstacles that masks present. Judith Lowe is a psychology researcher at the University of Stirling in Scotland who studies children and face perception, told me that people with face blindness, a diagnosable condition in which people struggle to remember and differentiate faces, often use other cues to identify people such as clothing, mannerisms, or voice. Quite commonly, she said, people use shoes. She suggested that teachers encourage kids to speak with one another often, even just having everyone say hello as they sit down. Huxley's teacher asked students to keep introducing themselves, even weeks into the school year. The better they get to know one another, explained Lou, the Bournemouth University psychologist, the easier it is to recognize one another. The first classmate Huxley could confidently identify was the boy who just came back from Disneyland. Let's see here. I'll skip through some of this. Again, a link to this article is available in the description of this podcast. So here we go. Yes, masks make some interactions harder, but kids are adapting. This is what we should be teaching kids to be able to do. None of the psychologists or teachers I spoke with is worried about long-term social impacts. Quote, masks are not a reason for a sort of mass panic, end quote, Lowe's told me. Baker said that when she asked her students how they felt about masks, one told her, quote, you can see more when you don't have a mask, but you know they're still your friends, end quote. 1 month into school, Hux is having a much easier time distinguishing between his classmates. Quote, I'm not scared of lunch anymore, he tells me. He thinks he's worked out who kicked him that first week, and he's mustering up the nerve to ask the child about it so that they can move on and be friends. Now the biggest challenge is understanding his classmates. One boy often approaches him, but Huxley can't hear him well, and he doesn't know what the kid wants. I think he wants to be your friend, I say. Next time, he says, he'll try to ask the boy to repeat himself. This is a test in parenting. And again, to me, one of the primary roles of a parent is to help your children learn how to cope, not to protect them from every crisis. And masks present an incredible opportunity for growth and for instruction on all levels of caring for other people, of taking proper precautions to protect your own health, on following laws, on following school guidelines and policies, and really just doing things that are hard and overcoming. I think every one of these children with good parenting is going to be better off for the experience. That's what good parenting does. Protecting your children from the evils of a cloth over their face is protecting them from the ability to face hard things. And as you know, and as I know, life is hard. And it only gets harder with every year as you go along. New challenges present themselves every day. Hopefully, Mom and Dad taught you that. And taught you how to get through the hard. Life's going to be a lot easier and a lot happier if you can do that. Let's see. Chris said, imagine if instead of states fighting masks, they were fighting to get teachers and families educated on how to help kids grow through this experience. Yeah, like this mom, like Huxley's mom, right? That's good parenting. I wish I had some of that growing up, you know. But most of the parenting that I faced, there were no protections. So I could face any trauma or trial, and the consequences could be very big. And so that's the opposite. You don't want to let them face everything and every danger. But to me, parenting, small doses of trials, small doses of hard. And then you be a counselor along the way and help them know and cope with the hard. this pandemic should be raising a generation of amazing, amazing people. That's why we like to, I believe that's why we call those who survived World War II and who lived afterwards, we call them the greatest generation. Because they went through hard that we hopefully will never know. They went from depression into world war. And they survived. They went through it and they made it. And I think it resulted in some pretty amazing people. And this country is better off because of it. You think about everything that makes this country great. It's a result of overcoming the hard. But somehow as parents, we like, and I understand it, it's hard to see your kids struggle. It tears your heart apart. But man, when you can be a parent of adults and watch them be able to cope and deal and be masters of the hard, that's the payoff. That's when you know you've done well and done the right thing. All right, my friends, that was what I wanted to share with you tonight. I'm probably gonna break this up into three different podcasts for tomorrow when we have people driving around and listening to just the audio and they can't see the visual. But I want to thank you for joining me tonight. Thank you for letting me vent a little bit. I do think we need to challenge every Republican. We need to name the challenge. What is the challenge? And say, you either come up with election fraud evidence and present it, or you call out the man who is destroying democracy. Those should be your choices. Sitting silent and ignoring or pretending or making statements like you care about election integrity, not gonna cut it. Stand up. Do you stand for truth or do you stand for power? That's my question for you. Hey, take a minute if you haven't already. Go to jmcfarland.com, join the members club. There's a free option there that gives you access to a lot of great stuff. If you come in at $5 or more a month, and a lot of you on tonight are already JMAC members, you will get access to blogs and books and webinars, and I've got more coming. I just released a video about this note-taking app, Rome Research, that has literally changed my life. I walk you through what it does and how it works. That's available right now at the JMAC Members Club for any of our members. So it helps you and it helps me stay on the air and pay my bills and the cost that it takes to bring this to you on a regular basis. So please take a minute and do that. I also have got some new JMAC swag coming out. So new hats, stickers. JMAC stickers are great for covering holes in walls or furniture. So I'm presenting those to you. So we've got some stickers coming out, water bottles, all kinds of stuff. So you can get your JMAC pride on if you want, if you're interested. So that's all available at jmcfarland.com. With that, my friends, thank you so much for joining us tonight. Thank you for commiserating a little bit with me. David has just liked the stream. Thank you, David. Again, any of you out there, we can see now when you like. Please take a minute before I sign off to like this stream. That will help spread the word as well. You can also share it. And I'm going to try and change up those little emoticons so you'll get a new surprise every time. So be like a new, fun, interactive experience every time you like the stream. With that, thank you. I know I forgot to replace the video of the outro. So the outro is just going to be me looking at you strangely and awkwardly. but I really appreciate you. Thank you. And I'll be back with you live on Tuesday. Chris Larson has just liked the stream. See, we can see that on the screen. Those of you on the podcast, go to the JMAC Facebook page or YouTube and you can see what we're talking about. It's a whole new interactive experience. And I'll get your comment text larger next time. So we'll see if that's worthwhile to have your comments appear on the screen. Some of your comments are kind of long, which I'm totally okay with, but I don't know if they're going to fit on the screen. All right, my friends, have a wonderful Thursday night. Have a great weekend. Stay warm. If you're in Utah, it's kind of cold, and I'll be back with you on Tuesday night. So here comes the music. No video. This is the awkward pause moment. Jim Knight has liked the stream. Thank you, Jim. Everybody else, like the stream. Have a great night. Awkward. See what I mean? It's terrible. This is where I'm supposed to hit finish. Here we go. Good night.